mindful friends of the Western Slope. Welcome to Mindful Moments on KVNF, a weekly opportunity for you to pause, find stillness, and look inward, leading to a better understanding of self and of the world around you. I'm your host, Erin Easton. Today, we will be taking a mindful look at our opinions and noticing how softening our opinions can bring more peace to our lives. I love this quote by David Hawkins that opinions are dangerous to their owners because they are emotionally charged triggers for dissent, strife, argument, and positionality. The undoing of opinion is facilitated by humility. When the mind penetrates its own self-infatuation, it discerns that it is not actually capable of knowing anything in the true sense of what knowing actually means, being. Just as understanding impermanence can soften our relationship to thought, it too can soften our grasp on our opinions. As we become aware of how often our mental state changes, how often our perception of the world changes, we don't cling so tightly to one opinion of how things should be. We recognize our own limitations on being able to truly know all sides of truth and reality. And we humbly admit that maybe the way we see and experience things isn't the same way that everyone else does. We can practice this together now by taking a look into our opinions and their effect on our well-being. Turn your attention inward and reconnect with self. From this open-minded awareness, you can begin to look into some opinions that you have been grasping very tightly to lately. Notice how these opinions change your interaction with the world around you. Notice how they affect your body. And if your body tightens, notice how they change your body language, maybe your facial expressions. Notice how they change the way you interact with others and how open you are to listening to others. Notice when you're clinging to this opinion, what types of thoughts you have about self and about the world. Now begin to soften these opinions. Allow your body to relax. Allow your mind to let go. And imagine yourself expanding beyond these personal opinions. Humbly notice your personal limitations, the small amount of experiences you've had in your life. You haven't been everywhere. You haven't walked in everybody's shoes. You have not experienced everything everyone else has experienced. Notice your limited view of the world. And as you do so, begin to empathize with those of different opinions. Imagine how many different experiences there are in the world. How many different lives people are living. How many different types of suffering they may be experiencing that you yourself have never had to go through. And this humility allows you to soften in your heart and soften your grip on your own opinions. As you open to recognize, maybe we don't know in the true sense of knowing, which is being. Maybe we have not really experienced what it's like to be in all of these situations, which makes it impossible to truly know the one and only truth. We notice that there are many truths in the world, and that true wisdom and true knowing does not just come from our one-sided view of things, but is developed from a collective. And that we cannot get in touch with this from only our one perspective. But we have to open to listening to and understanding many different views and many different perspectives. And these may not just be views and experiences of people, but the world in general. And that the collective knowing includes all things in life. And we humbly recognize that we cannot hold the truest truth because we have not experienced all things. And this allows us to soften our own opinions and open to the collective wisdom and the collective knowing. And we feel in our bodies, in our minds, how this opening and softening brings a peace, a relaxing, a dropping of our own barriers and boundaries. And this opening of the heart to everything around us and all beings. You can bring this practice into your daily life by continually looking into your opinions, observing the effect they're having on the state of your being and the effect they're having on your interactions with others. And hopefully, as you notice them, you can begin to soften and open to the experience of other, bringing more peace to yourself and to the world. Thank you for sharing today's Mindful Moments with us. This episode of Mindful Moments was written and recorded by me, Erin Easton, and produced by KBNF. Tune in every Sunday at 11 a.m. for more mindful tips and visit kbnf.org to find this episode and others. I hope these teachings help you find more kindness, peace, and ease in your daily life. Thank you for listening.